We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The morning show you love to hate.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good
one? There you go. It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm about to f*** this up.
What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
What's happening?
Now, shout out to everybody in Brooklyn. I was in Brooklyn for a little bit yesterday at Juices for Life. Our juice bar on Malcolm X Boulevard, 277. Now,
for the people who don't live in New York City, explain what that is.
I said it's a juice bar.
I know, but what the location?
No, it's in Brooklyn. It's in Brooklyn.
And Bed-Stuy.
Okay, you sounded very local. That's all we're nationally syndicated.
No, I was just saying, yeah, people come all the time from all over the place. But the reason I
it's like a destination spot. They actually have a tour bus when they do tours in New York City. That's one of the stops.
Yeah, Juices for Life. So, Yee pulled up on me at Juices for Life and said, hey, I bought a new crib around the corner. I said, oh, I would love to see it. So she says, hop in my car and let's go down the block and see it. Now, turn the music down just a little bit. Now, you know there's speed bumps all over Brooklyn to make sure people don't speed, right? So when you get to a speed bump, what are you supposed to do? Slow down. Yee doesn't slow down at all. When I say she does Dukes of Hazzard over them speed bumps, flies in the air over the speed, she doesn't stop for nothing. So for anybody out there,
slow down.
Never let Yee borrow your car. Because that car got to be all effed up. When I say didn't stop at all, like I was like, you're not going to stop at the speed bumps? And she's like, why? Okay, I know why. Well, good morning, everybody. And never lend Yee your vehicle. Is what it is.
Anyway.
Y'all spent the whole day in Brooklyn and no stories about gunshots? Nothing?
Brooklyn is not just gunshots everywhere.
Nothing,
sheesh.
No.
I think two people did get shot yesterday, but no, there's no gunshots or nothing like that.
Right, Brooklyn's a huge place. And by the way, Bed-Stuy was named on the top, on the list, number four of the coolest neighborhoods in the world. It's the only place in New York City that made the list. Just FYI.
Yeah, I wasn't nervous either. I had to walk back from her property to back to the juice bar, which was about, she told me it was about two, three blocks, was like eight, nine blocks.
It was not eight, nine.
It's because you look suspicious, though. You look like a cop, like with the beard, like the fake beard and the fake lineup. It looks like you look like a cop. You look like you're undercover, bro. That's what it is.
So that's the reason why I wasn't fearful.
They weren't bothering you. It was like, nah, yo, that's the feds, yo.
Nah, it was good.
Wait, she couldn't give you a ride back?
No, she was still at the property. She had to do things at the property, so I had to walk back to the juice bar. Yeah. So I walked back, and it was a long walk back. It was like...
It's four blocks, but it's four long blocks.
It's goddamn like four blocks. It was like 20 blocks.
It is.
Well, thank God it wasn't hot. because you'd had Beijing all down your chest.
Shut up, man.
All right. Thank God it wasn't
Goodness
hot.
Goodness gracious.
All right.
And, listen, you guys are so suburban now. You think Brooklyn is gunshots.
Well, thank you.
You think it's not like that.
Give me another compliment. Could you give me another compliment this morning?
Thank we got to protect the suburbs.
I pray I stay suburban my whole life. All right, for the rest of my life. Thank God I'm so suburban. Drop on the clues, moms, for being suburban. God damn it. We in this cul-de-sac. What's happening? Okay.
People don't get shot in cul-de-sac. People get shot in cul-de-sac.
I ain't say all that. I'm just saying, don't tempt me with a good time. Tell me I'm suburban. Yes, I am. Okay.
Yeah, you guys have to worry more about, like, break-ins, I guess.
Nah. You got to worry about bears, squirrels.
That's right. Who knocked over the trash? Okay. The only time it gets a little spooky is around this time of year when, you know, you start seeing Trump and Pence signs in everybody's yard, and you're like, where am I? You know?
A little spooky. That's a lot spooky. That's what I'm scared about the most.
Listen.
When I start seeing them Trump signs.
That's right. Around Halloween, and I remember this so much because I remember this from 2016. When those Pence signs go up, and then you start seeing all them crazy, spooky Halloween decorations, because you know white people jump out the window for Halloween. That's their holiday. That's some white people's Christmas.
Yep.
Okay? That's scary. Spooky sight. Very spooky. That's all I'm saying. We got a good comedy show tonight, though. Because for whatever reason, they're doing another debate.
Who's on the lineup? Who's starting? Who's opening up?
Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and the mute button. The mute button is going to be very entertaining. The reason it's going to be entertaining because I can see Donald Trump screaming over the mute button, and that's going to be that's going to be amazing to listen to.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about, Yeezy?
Well, let's talk about our former president, Barack Obama, and what he had to say as he was campaigning in Philadelphia.
All right. And also, you know what? I want to shout out Yeezy, too, because she took me to one of the properties that she bought. And the property is amazing. It's in Brooklyn. It's a brownstone. She's restoring it. It's going to take a lot of work, but it's dope. I can't wait to hang there one day because it's really, really nice. It's like four floors. It has a rooftop. It's really, really nice. But, all right, front page news next is The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with former President Barack Obama. He gave a speech in Philadelphia yesterday, and he said a lot of great things. He's such a... you know, I feel like nobody is as dynamic as Obama. Yeah, as far as giving these speeches. It's just very exciting.
Great orator.
And one thing, orator.
What I said.
He says, but he did.
Sex giver? What I said.
What is on your mind what so early in the morning?
Now, Obama said he did leave Donald Trump the pandemic playbook.
We literally left this White House a pandemic playbook that would have shown them how to respond before the virus reached our shores. They probably used it to, I don't know, prop up a wobbly table somewhere. We don't know where that playbook went. 8 months into this pandemic, cases are rising again across this country. Donald Trump isn't suddenly going to protect all of us. He can't even take the basic steps to protect himself.
Bars. That wasn't
now,
a
in addition to that, you know, they revealed that Donald Trump has a secret account in China, a bank account. Here's what Barack Obama had to say if that was him.
We know that he continues to do business with China because he's got a secret Chinese bank account. How is that possible? Can you imagine if I had a secret Chinese bank account when I was running for re-election? You think Fox News might have been a little concerned about that? They would have called me Beijing Barry.
That Beijing Barry. He don't even got no Beijing in his head like him. He had his grades flourishing.
And I don't have any Beijing, but go ahead, continue.
Please. That's a lie.
That's not a lie.
You are a liar.
You want to bet me some money?
Now, Donald Trump is always talking about how this economy is the best that it's ever been and taking credit for that. And he doesn't think the pandemic is so bad. Here's what Barack Obama had to say about that.
I get that this president wants full credit for the economy he inherited and zero blame for the pandemic that he ignored. But you know what? The job doesn't work that way. Tweeting at the television doesn't fix things. Making stuff up doesn't make people's lives better. You've got to have a plan. You've got to put in the work and along with the experience to get things done. Joe Biden has concrete plans and policies that will turn our vision of a better, fairer, stronger country into a reality.
Drop on a clues bomb for Barack Obama. That was the best bar tonight, you know. I love this speech in Philly. I've been criticizing Obama in my mind because I felt like he was kind of MIA throughout these 4 years. Like, I felt America really needed his voice, really needed his presence. And when he did speak about Trump, it was almost in a normal way, meaning like he would speak on him like it was just a typical political opponent. Mm-hmm. But yesterday in Philly, he really spoke to the urgency of the matter. He acknowledged in a way that there is a fascist in the White House and that the things President Trump, you know, the things President Trump have done are not normal. You know, even hit him on the fact that he had a secret Chinese bank account.
His speech excites me. Mm. Like, his speech excites, like, Joe, you know what, I don't want to say nothing bad, but Joe needs to bring
don't
Barack.
Don't even compare.
Needs to bring Barack with him everywhere he goes.
Don't even compare.
Barack excited me to yesterday. When I heard that, I got excited.
You know, but you know what else President Obama did yesterday? He kept acknowledging that Trump threatens to lock up political opponents. He mentioned that like 3 or 4 times in that speech, and I really think that's what lit a fire under Obama's ass, because he knows if Trump gets reelected, he's going to attempt to put President Barack Obama in handcuffs. Guaranteed. He said it a million times. And it comes to a point where you got to stop saying, oh, he's crazy, that'll never happen. Because all the things we say, that's crazy, that never happened, it happens.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is your front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone number again is 800-585-1051.
By the way, I've been trying to, you know, post some of that President Barack Obama speech on my Instagram since yesterday, but all my young nieces haven't been replying to me. So, you know,
how do you not know how to do that?
I don't know.
You just screen capture it and post it.
You screen capture? What the hell is that?
He has no idea. All right. Hit us up now.
Taylor, where you at?
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Sam, help.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're man
or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you've got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning. How are you, my brother?
Good morning, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. Good morning, Charlamagne. Good morning, Queen Angela.
Peace, King. How are you?
All right. I just want to get this off my chest. I love you guys.
Thank you.
You guys have saved my life in a lot of ways with the entertainment that you've given me in the morning when I've been depressed. But one thing I got to criticize you guys about, why are you guys not holding Curtis Jackson's seat to the fire? I don't care that he's voting for Trump. I really don't. I expect a man of his wealth and success to vote that way. But what I do not expect is for him to come out and say, I don't care that he hates black people, when we, as black people, have been the ones holding him down the last few years, when his music career, and let's be honest, if you were still doing, he was in the refrigerator. 50's music career has been in the refrigerator. but his television career has boomed. Power has not been the best written show on television. I don't care what any of my people say, it hasn't.
Now, I like Power now.
All right.
I agree with you. I agree with you and everything else, but I like Power.
All right. I liked it too. Don't get me wrong, Charlamagne. What I'm saying is we all subscribe to Stars for that show. I think we will all agree on that.
Yes.
But when you come out and say, I don't care that he hates black people, what are you saying to us?
I agree with that.
What are you saying to your core audience? You know what I'm saying, dog? Again, if he came out and said, look, I got to vote for Trump for the tax reasons, I'm going to shrug my tongue and go, well, that's a smart man. I don't blame you, Angela, and Izzy. If y'all secretly say, look,
I'm not doing that.
I could never choose
fascism or white supremacy over.
There you go.
I couldn't do that.
That's not even a question.
Right. We on the same page. But for Curtis Jackson to get out there and basically say to his core audience, to his people,
you're right,
I don't care. You know, nah, that's wrong.
Yeah, that line was out of line when he said I don't care if he hates black people. That line was out of line.
You know, 50's a troll, and I tell you one thing about Fifth does a lot for the community. I didn't like what he said.
I didn't like him saying that either.
But I do get why he does not want to get taxed 62%. I do get.
But that's not what he's talking about. I get that too. It was that one line when he said I don't care if he hates black people.
Right. There's nothing to do with him voting for Trump. I have no problem with that. I have friends that don't make 400,000 that are people of color that are voting for Trump, and I'm looking at them going, well, okay, whatever.
Now,
but what I'm saying,
I could look at that another. Hold on, brother, I could look at that another way too, though, right? Because, you know, I'm a stern believer that I feel like financial freedom is our only hope. And I don't think there's anything you can do to stop racism. Like, I don't think that there's no legislation you could implement or anything to stop racism. So it's just like, all right, we can't stop white people from being racist. I don't care. Let's just make sure we get our money, though, so we can continue to build up our communities.
Like you said, though, Charlamagne, because I listen to you guys religiously, like you have said multiple times, like all three of you said, we're not voting for Biden. Let's keep it a buck.
That's right.
We're voting for Kamala. Hopefully to get some policies in place for police brutality, for systematic oppression.
Mm-hmm.
I never listened to Killer Mike, and I live here in Atlanta now. I'm from Brooklyn. I live here in Atlanta now. I never listened to Killer Mike until you turned me on to him, and I'm here in Atlanta, and I'm like, yo, this brother is one of the most brilliant speakers.
Brilliant.
I know.
I'm wearing a Killer Mike hoodie right now. You see this from the swag shop?
Yeah, shout to Killer Mike.
Bought this myself too. Nobody sent me this. You know what I'm saying? I support my own.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa!
and outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Tony.
Tony, what up? Get it off your chest.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, I was calling because the state of California, we have a lot of issues with the Democratic Party being ran by the Democratic Party. And one of the issues that I have is that, you know, if you're 23 years old, you can have sex with a 13-year-old, and you won't have to register as a sex offender if you're homosexual.
What?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. That's the law in California. It's a 10-year gap in having sex with a minor if you're homosexual.
Somebody research that. I don't believe it.
You said if you're homosexual. I don't think that's... Yeah. I can't believe that.
And if you're a gay male... You can have
why would that have to do with being a homosexual?
Yeah, why does sexuality play a part?
It doesn't sound right. We got to do our homework.
Yeah, somebody do the research.
I can't
Google
just
that.
Let you say that.
I'm not Googling 23-year-old sex with 13-year-old drama.
I'm not Googling.
Put it in your cookies.
It says anyone under the age of 18 cannot legally consent to sexual intercourse that applies to both men and women.
Yeah,
now, Reuters did a fact check. It said California bill does not legalize pedophilia. It's a rumor.
So what are you talking about, sir?
I don't know what are you talking about.
See how fast rumors
get spread? Claim is false.
But this is somebody else on the line. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's me, Charlamagne. Me, I just wanted to say, what's up? Good morning. How
good
y'all
morning.
Doing? Today is my girl's birthday, and it's Travi from North Carolina, and I'm going to sing her a song for her birthday.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right, I got my guitar and everything, so yeah, let's do it.
Big song.
Girl, I'm in love with you. This ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase.
Boy, shut up. I know that's John Legend.
Right in this thick love.
Did he turn his radio up?
It seems like we argue every day.
You
Although
know
I misbehave, you made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow.
Okay.
Right, keep going.
That's really him.
Sometimes it hurts. I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow.
We're just ordinary people.
Yeah.
We don't know which way to go.
You don't know which way to go?
I don't know the rest of the words.
Because we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow.
Take it slow.
That sounds amazing. Well, not y'all.
Take it slow.
All right, brother.
We just had a whole concert on the back.
What's your name, King?
I ain't gonna lie, it sounds good.
It's her birthday today. I just wanted to be different. You know,
man, you dope. Name? You was dope. I thought
Wait,
you was freaking.
Hold on, let
I
him give his birthday. Let him give his birthday shout outs. Go ahead.
Yolanda, Isabel. I ain't gonna say your last name, but I love you. You're my rock. You're my bestie. You're my friend. Aww. I'm so glad that we still together. You inspire me. You make me happy, and I just wish that today is, like, the best day of your life.
Oh,
I love you so much.
What's your name, King? What's your name?
So my name is Travis Muzan. That's my...
Salute to you, Travis. You are a sweetheart.
All right, he's taken.
I'm not. You made me feel a way.
Whoa.
I'm not going to lie. I would hug you.
All right, Trav.
With a shirt on.
He's got to go.
Trav, hug up. See that? You scared him off.
Go.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, and this company, after $1.75 billion in investment, is going belly up.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yep. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. I think DJ Envy went to go add some more Beijing to his chin. But right now, we got the rumor report. We're going to talk NBA Youngboy.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, NBA Youngboy has been trending, and that's for a song that he put out. Now, it is the story of OJ, top version. So That's obviously based on Jay-Z's story of OJ. And he had this to say about having ownership in United Masters.
Say when we're posting things, they ain't understand how I'm living slime, but they wouldn't understand how I'm 20 clocking over 10 million. I seen labels, the new age slavery, so I partnered up. I'm a CEO now, on a percentage of United Masters.
Yes, okay. And you know United Masters, we've had Steve Stout on the show numerous times talking about United Masters and how you own the rights to your own music and get your own royalties and all of that. So I guess he has part ownership in that now. In addition, it looks like he's shooting his shot at Regine.
Then it's shameful for gays, I'm trying to convince Fee to tell Regine how big to get some bit. We have a baby, but I'm serious though.
I thought he was with Floyd Mayweather's daughter, right? No?
Okay, so I think it might be
give us some of that tea.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Well, it might be just a clever line, but he's saying it could be a big deal because obviously he's from Louisiana. He's from Baton Rouge. Lil Wayne's from, you know, New Orleans. And then Fee worked with Lil Wayne and Young Money and Cash Money. Fee? So that's just, I was about to tell you, NBA Youngboy's manager.
You know who that is? Oh, okay. NBA Youngboy's manager. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so there's a lot of connections there. So it might be just a clever line, but wife and Lucci didn't think so. And he actually posted, boy, a real bitch in person.
Is he still with Regine? I'm confused. I'm lost.
Tell us, girl. Well, I don't know.
They did break up, but they were both having dinner together recently at the same place in the same house. So they're kind of been on again, off again.
Yeah, I don't listen to NBA Youngboy, so I don't know how he usually spits, but he sounds like he's talking about something on that freestyle.
Oh, yeah, I think the one thing that people love about NBA Youngboy is that he is, he talks a lot about, I think he has great content in his music. Like, he's always talking about something. It's not just rapping for the sake of rapping, but it is like real stories and
yeah, I just remember
his own life.
Him admitting that he had herpes, which I thought was real.
That's all you remember?
That's all you remember about
I mean, that's a hell of a bar. Somebody just put that out there. How many rappers you know that just out there saying, hey, I got herpes, and we know it's a ton of them. Right?
All right, and United Masters also posted the song and said, NBA Youngboy gets it, independence is freedom, the next generation of artists, what does a label do for you?
Yeah, and I'm glad NBA Youngboy, he just turned 21, right? That's great, because he's got about 9 more years with that name, Youngboy. All right?
Mm. All right, yesterday was Back to the Future Day. Did you guys know that?
I had no idea.
No,
and I
love
Back to the Future.
I didn't know that at all.
I know, that's why I'm telling you this. So October 21st is the day that Marty McFly actually traveled to the future at the end of... and at the end of the original and the beginning of Back to the Future Part 2. So that was yesterday. So they've been putting out like these different facts about the movie. Did you know that Michael J. Fox was not the original Marty McFly?
No, I did not. Who was the original Marty McFly?
It was Eric Stoltz. He actually worked on the movie and they ended up having to fire him. They said he was playing the role of Marty McFly too seriously.
Never heard of him.
So they shot for 6 weeks. You know who Eric Stoltz is? He was in that movie Mask. He played Rocky.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
I just never heard of him.
Yeah, I never heard of him.
Show
either.
Me a picture.
If you see his face, you'll know who he is. But they said it was just too serious. And they said at the time, Michael J. Fox was still filming Family Ties.
Yeah, I love Back to the Future. It's a great movie. It holds up, but the dates don't hold up anymore because it's literally October 21st, 2015. We're way past that. And we still ain't got no goddamn flying cars. I know that.
Michael J. Fox was shooting Family Ties at the time, so they said that he was exhausted all the time and they felt really bad for him, but that he was a trooper. He was young. He was, you know, just tuned up. They said he would go into a station wagon and they would have blankets in there and he would go to sleep in between scenes.
Classic movie. Classic movie. Michael J. Fox's best work next to Teen Wolf. Those are some of my favorite movies right there. I watch Back to the Future and Teen Wolf Part 1 all day long.
All right, now Tamar Braxton is upset at WeTV because of the Braxton Family Values trailer. She said it is disgusting. She said after waking up to that disgusting trailer, she said, F WeTV and whoever else is participating in using my pain for their pleasure and ratings. Don't miss my exclusive tell-all on my girl Tamron Hall show next week. At some point, this abuse has to stop. Here's the trailer.
2020 has been a year like never before for me and my family.
Wait a minute. One more time. I gotta go. Like, right now.
Tony called, and she told me that Tamar was rushed to the hospital because she tried to commit suicide.
It just seemed like a dream, a bad dream.
All right. Touchy subject, man, to have on TV as the trailer. Niecy Nash is going to be hosting a date...
I don't know what's true and what's not true. But if they reenacted that for TV, which is what I think Tamar said yesterday, that's lame as hell. That's not something you reenact. If they were filming and, you know, they caught that while they was actually filming, that's one thing. But if they reenacted that, that's lame as hell.
Yeah, I don't know. And also maybe just using it as a trailer. She didn't appreciate that. All right, Niecy Nash is going to be hosting a daytime syndicated talk show. And they said, according to reports, the deal isn't finalized, but she's in discussions with CBS to have that show coming sometime soon. So I think that'll be dope to watch. And Michael Jordan has opened a second health clinic that's for uninsured patients. Now, that clinic will be located in his hometown of Charlotte, and it will provide services to uninsured people and people affected by the coronavirus pandemic. He had a first clinic that opened last year. In a press release, he said, "When we came together to mark the first clinic's opening last fall, no one could have predicted we would be facing a global pandemic just 5 months later. I'm so proud of the positive impact our clinic has had on the community so far, especially during COVID-19. Our second clinic will provide critical services to improve the health and lives of more Charlotte. How do you say it? Charlatans? Which is so important to me and to Novant Health."
Dropping the clues bombs from Michael Jordan. Who say Big MJ don't give back to the community? Huh? Who says Big MJ don't give back to the community? Salute to Michael Jordan.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
I've never heard anybody call him Big MJ. Why are you calling him Big MJ?
I like Big. I like when people put Big in front of things. I love when 21 Savage says, "Big Stepper, Big Stepper, Big Footprints, Sasquatch Feet, Wendy Williams Boots." Like you would be Big Beijing. Big Beijing.
You like it big.
Big fake beard. You know, you put that hoodie on, too, because you realize how stupid your line
is. Nah, I just came from outside. No, I don't care.
Let me draw it on.
I don't care.
Bro, I can draw better than
the
that.
The fact that another man is complimenting me and talking about
that's
my
not
looks,
a compliment.
I'm getting excited. You know why I got this banana?
Tell me.
You know what? I'm not messing with you.
Tell me.
Never mind.
Don't tell me with a good time. Tell me why you got the gut banana.
Right. What's one thing you wanted to see about Michael Jackson?
Look, I'm squinting.
But what's one thing you want to say about Michael Jackson? You say it all the time.
I haven't said that in a long
time. Yes, you did. What did you say?
Well, come on, guys.
At the time, well, I don't want to, it's early in the morning, it's 7 o'clock. Eat your banana. I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later on in the show. It's too early.
Okay.
It's too early to talk about Michael Jackson's speckled penis.
This has speckles on it. Why are you snorting? I hate
ew.
You.
Ew.
This guy's
so
crazy.
Silly.
All right.
Why are you so silly?
Front page news next. What are you talking
this
about?
Silly. This is a silly man.
Let's talk about Donald Trump's response to Obama's speech yesterday on the campaign trail. And you know the debate is tonight. So we'll talk about that, too.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get into some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Man, well, Barack Obama yesterday was in Philadelphia, and he is getting ready for these elections. And he had a lot of things to say about Donald Trump and the way Donald Trump has been handling everything, including this presidency, this economy, this coronavirus, all of that. Man, I missed Barack Obama after hearing him speak yesterday. But here is one of the things he said about Donald Trump, because Donald Trump's always talking about how the economy is better than it's ever been.
I get that this president wants full credit for the economy he inherited and zero blame for the pandemic that he ignored. But you know what? The job doesn't work that way. Tweeting at the television doesn't fix things. Making stuff up doesn't make people's lives better. You've got to have a plan. You've got to put in the work and along with the experience to get things done. Joe Biden has concrete plans and policies that will turn our vision of a better, fairer, stronger country into a reality.
Big Barry.
Barack excites me. When he speaks, I get excited.
He did not have to say that like that.
You in love with Obama? Big Bomber.
Joe Biden doesn't excite me like Barack does.
I'm not even thinking about it. It's two different worlds. But let me tell you something. Don't be surprised if after that speech, Donald Trump lets the N-word fly tonight at the debate. He might look Biden dead in his eye and call Biden the N-word lover. He might get to that point. Trump can set social media off tonight if he tells Biden, in the words of Tupac, you ain't without your homeboy.
All right, well, Donald Trump was at a rally in North Carolina, and he was not happy. And he did respond to a lot of what Obama said and about Obama hitting the campaign trail. And he told his aides that it's a blessing in disguise because nobody campaigned harder for Hillary Clinton than Obama, and look how that turned out. That was his response. And he said the only person more unhappy than Hillary on election night 2016 was Obama. So that was his response. To that now, U.S. officials are saying that Iran and Russia are aiming to interfere in the election. And this is according to reports. So they're saying that they have confirmed that some voter registration information has been obtained by Iran and separately by Russia. And this can be used by foreign actors to communicate false information to registered voters that they hope will cause confusion, sow chaos, and undermine your confidence in American democracy. They said Iran has already been sending spoof emails designed to intimidate voters, incite unrest, and damage President Trump. They're also distributing other content to include a video that implies individuals could cast fraudulent ballots even from overseas.
Yeah, I feel like they put that out yesterday because they knew that President Obama was going to be campaigning in Philadelphia, and they knew that, you know, his speech was going to get headlines, because if you watch that, they say that people are posing as Proud Boys.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it seems like it favors Trump as far as interference is concerned, because it's people posing as his supporters, basically saying that, you know, his supporters aren't behind the racism and the bigotry and all that other stuff.
Yeah, they said they got some threatening emails that claim to be from the Proud Boys. Voters in Florida and Alaska have been getting these emails. All right, and that's why I want to encourage everybody to make sure that you do vote. I think over 40 million people have already voted early.
Yeah, I voted
so
early.
So find out about early voting. Mm-hmm. And if you're not voting early, make sure you get to the polls. Don't be discouraged if there's long lines. Do what you have to do, because when it comes to driving change, there's no action as powerful as casting a vote. And just to that end, Levi's is teaming up with Rock the Vote to help get as many people as possible registered and ready to vote. So make sure that you text Levi's, L-E-V-I-S, to 788-683. That will give you all the key dates. You can find out if early voting has started in your state. Election reminders and voters info from Rock the Vote.
I mean, the early voting is encouraging, but I'm going to tell you something. I still got PTSD from 2016. You know what I mean? Because everybody and their mama thought Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president of the United States of America. We was at the Jacob Javits Center. I had my oldest daughter with me thinking she's about to see a historic moment, first woman president. And no.
Not at all.
That didn't happen.
Nope.
That was a depressing night. I left before it was over. I was like, I gotta
we
go.
We all left before it was over.
Well, yeah, I had to go do Stephen Colbert's election night special that night, and it was so interesting because, you know, everybody had material prepared, but it was prepared for
Hillary.
Yeah. So it's like, nope, everybody got to pivot now. Audible. I'm doing Colbert's election night special this year, too. Salute to my man, Stephen Colbert.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, let's change gears a little bit. Now, we were talking about scheduling sex. Now, where did this story come from?
Big scheduling.
What? This is from, and I saw a lot of people talking about this online, about Tia Mowry and how she and her husband, Corey Hardrick, have to schedule sex. And so I guess that means just like you schedule meetings and make sure you take care of your business, you got to take care of your business in the bedroom as well.
That ain't no fun. I like being spontaneous. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not something I want to have an appointment for. You know what I mean? I like it for it to be spontaneous. You know what Janet Jackson said? Anytime, any place. Yeah, don't look at me like that. Why are you squinting at me?
And why are you talking like that?
Because Envy looking at me crazy. Envy is wild, yo.
Yo, he is wild.
You see how voice is... Because I'm talking about my wife and sex.
Don't look at me.
I ain't looking at you.
And don't look at dramos. But 800-585-1051.
But she said that, you know, they have kids. They both work. And she's like, you have to make sure that things don't get neglected. Because sometimes in couples, when you're busy all the time, both of you, you might have to put it on a schedule.
I mean, yep. I'm not mad at it. I mean, I'm not going to ever be mad at something like that. That's a great appointment to have. But, you know, I like it spontaneous.
All right, well,
big spontaneity.
All right, well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about scheduling sex. What are your thoughts about it? 800-585-1051.
Boy, if you look at me one more time, don't look at me when you're talking about topics like this.
Then y'all have to get on the schedule.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about scheduling sex. Now, where did this come from, Yee?
This came from Tia Mowry on the What to Expect podcast, where she was talking about how she has a busy schedule, she has kids, and she and her husband, Corey Hardrick, have to schedule when they'll be intimate to make sure their sex life is not neglected.
I mean, I think it's, I don't think it's the sexiest thing. I think that sounds more like a job. Like, you know what I mean? I, like,
like what Charlamagne said earlier, like I'm like, okay, like that just seems like we gotta have sex Tuesday at 12 o'clock. Be there. Like that doesn't seem.
But you can make it sexy. That if you say it like that, it doesn't sound sexy. Now if you say it like, all right, baby, so let's see. You get home at this time. You're traveling here. You come home then. So I'm going to surprise you. We're going to have an amazing date.
I was surprised if it's
on
the
schedule. So let's get ready for that.
I was surprised if it's on the schedule.
It's on the schedule, but you don't know what she's going to do. That's the surprise.
I mean, I wouldn't want to schedule sex. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a great appointment to have. But does scheduling sex negate, like, impromptu sex? Like, all the impromptu sex that could possibly go down?
No, that's not to say that you can't sometimes have spontaneous sex when you can, but yeah. At least you know on these dates you're getting some.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I might be on a schedule. Like, weekends are made for Michelob. Okay, you know, we got kids, we hustling during the week, you know what I'm saying?
But that's
like,
not a schedule. It's not every Saturday at 8. I mean, you know it's the weekend.
You just know during the weekend, Friday, Saturday, like, that's the days you at home,
exactly.
You cooling out, you know what I mean? Kids be in bed by 8 o'clock, 9, you know what I mean? Like, it's different.
Right.
It's different.
I like it. I think it's to make sure that you're not neglecting the other person or neglecting sex, because sometimes you can get so busy, you'd be like, damn, we ain't even had sex in 2 weeks because we've been so busy and tired.
And when I think about scheduling sex, I think about that Tyler Perry movie. I think it was a Tyler Perry movie. It was a movie with Sanaa Lathan. And Sanaa Lathan, I think, was the side chick, and she was creeping with the white husband, and she used to have to be at this hotel every week on a certain day, and then one day, because the wife found out about the schedule, so one day she looked up and the wife was standing there. So I think about that when I think about appointment sex.
You think about that cheating movie. And Tyler Perry?
Yeah, what was the name of that
was
movie?
Was that The Family That Prays? Was that
I don't remember. I just That's know that since Sanaa Lathan was the side chick and they had scheduled sex with the white husband.
Is that one, like Madea's Merry Christmas or something?
I don't know. I don't remember what it was. I don't remember if it was a Madea movie or not.
I think it's The Family That Prays.
Hello, who's this?
It's D.
Hey, D, what's going on?
What up, D? We want to hear from you this morning.
Yeah.
Charlamagne, what's
the
schedule?
D on the schedule?
Hey, as far as scheduling says, man, I personally don't have a problem with it, especially a busy couple, you know, but that doesn't mean that, you know, that's going to take away from the spice, the spontaneous. You can still have those days,
right.
But you know for sure this day of the week, I'm going to get me some.
It gives you something to look forward to.
Why do men giggle when they say that? This day of the week, I'm going to get me some.
Yeah, man. So that's my point of view on that, man. It don't matter.
Yeah,
about
I'm with you.
All right, thank you. Hello, who's this?
Maddie and Catherine. Hi.
Hey, guys. Are you guys a couple?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
Guess not.
Good morning.
Now we're talking about scheduling sex. Are you guys a couple?
No. This is my cousin. I'm taking her to work.
I'm sorry.
You're disgusting. Okay. You're disgusting.
Did you just call these two women who are cousins a couple?
I just asked a question. Disgusting. They said it's Maddie and Catherine. They on the phone.
What's wrong with
I
you?
Just asked a question.
Talk to me, Maddie and Catherine. Do y'all have WAP Wednesday scheduled for your booths?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. First of all, I think scheduling sex is whack as hell.
Okay.
I want to walk by my man, and it's automatic, on site, not let's do this Monday at 3 o'clock. It's going to work that way.
Girl who has no kids. Drive Toyota Corolla, and you know you got time for that. Some people don't have time.
Whoa.
Kids,
yo. What her car got to do with this, yo? Why you had to throw it? She got a Corolla.
Yeah, what did that have to do with
the no kid part? Why you? What's wrong with Toyota Corollas?
Thank you. I'm a teacher. Like, what do you expect me to drive?
Okay.
Lane?
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I think it's
whack.
Yeah. Okay, you think it's whack?
I like on-site sex, though.
Yeah, and I don't think that means you're not allowed to do that if it's not on the schedule. It just means you know these particular days it's going to happen.
Yes. Thank you, Angela Lee. Yeah, it's
Angela Yee.
It's Angela Lee.
In a Corolla. Yeah.
In a Corolla.
Thank you, guys. 800-585-1055.
I really want to know what her car had to do with it. That was disrespectful. She was like, she ain't got no kids to drive a Corolla. Like, you ain't, like the people with Corollas don't got nothing to do but have on-site sex.
Wait, wasn't she getting a ride to work, too?
Exactly.
In that Corolla. Absolutely. 800-585-1051. We're talking about scheduling sex. What are your thoughts? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Even if I... My God told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. Better let me go the day you need me. So put me on that, get the bus. And if I ain't enough, go get the chop. I know in there, I'm in. Call me.
And your opinion to The Breakfast Club top.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about scheduling sex, all right? What are your thoughts? I think it's kind of a whack. It doesn't seem spontaneous. It doesn't seem romantic. But ever since my nanny left, I might have to schedule more sex because my baby sleeps right in between me and my wife, and it's the worst thing ever. It's the best thing because it's your daughter, and you know you want. But I'm like, can mommy and daddy get some time? Like,
yeah, I don't agree with the scheduling sex either, but I'm actually not mad at it. I'm really sitting here thinking, would WAP Wednesdays be a great thing to add to the repertoire? Taco Tuesday's right in the WAP Wednesday.
And some people might schedule sex if they're trying to have a baby too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's something different, though. But, yeah, because they're looking for when a woman is... Yeah, yeah. Now, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Joel Joe.
G.I. Joe.
I'm from Miami.
What's up, G.I. Joel, Joe from Miami?
Joel Chavez.
Oh, Joel, my bad, King. Shock passe.
Nabule. Hey, I'm on my way home from work, man. I'm calling. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. Blessed, black, and highly favored, like you always say.
Yes, sir.
I'm on my way home from work, man. I just wanted to call and say I'm really happy. I'm about to close in on the house.
Congratulations.
It's really good for me. Thank you. It's really good for me, my girl, and my son. Shout out to my girl Ashley and my son Jalen. So I'm just happy and blessed, man.
Well, congratulations. You know, I'm happy for you. We were having a topic though. The topic was, you know, do you schedule
every
sex
day, every morning?
Huh?
Word.
Was that?
We were talking about scheduling sex with the wife. Like, do you have scheduled sex with the wife?
Yeah, we do, man. I'm up every Friday. It's on Fridays now. That's it.
Oh, so Friday is the scheduled appointment.
I work 80 hours a week, man. I work 80 hours a week, so it's only on Fridays.
Okay, so Friday is when you peel back that foreskin.
And doesn't that give you something?
And you get to going.
That's it.
True indeed. True indeed.
And doesn't that give you something to look forward to?
Absolutely, and it's worth it.
All right, bro.
That's right.
Hello, who's this?
Hello. What's up? This is Elroy, like the Jetsons.
Elroy, like the Jetsons. My man, what's happening, Elroy? Big Elroy. What's big up? Jetson energy. Big
Elroy.
Future.
Say that again, Charlamagne. What you talking?
Big Future.
Okay. Did you say Elroy's big? You know what? You're kinky this morning, but Elroy.
Nah, yeah. Nah, take that off. Y'all hard to get in contact with, though. Y'all real hard to get in contact with.
You didn't have to say real hard twice like that, but go ahead. What'd
Come
you say?
Come on, man. You crazy.
Talk to me, man. What's
We're talking
happening?
About scheduling sex, bro.
Nah, I ain't with scheduling sex. You never know what happened in life. You know what I'm saying? I'm with just rolling over and nothing, lifting up a butt cheek. You know what I'm saying?
What about your butt cheek?
Can I get it in?
He says you never know what happened in life. That's true, man. Schedule an appointment and you miss that appointment. You. Something might come up. I'm with you.
Exactly. I'm with the rolling over the middle of the night, getting the action popping, try to wake her up, you know, nudge her. Try to move that leg over. You know how I go.
Move that leg over.
I feel you, Big Future.
Does she wake up?
Oh, chill out. But hey, Envy, I've been trying to get in contact with you with real estate, man. I need you to holler at me off the line about real estate.
Big land.
What you need? what you need, Elroy?
No, I'm working with your credit dude already to get my credit straight, but I'll be having me and my wife, we got our own company, Cody Homes. That's KODYHOS. Mm-hmm. We get property all over. And I just need funding, really. That's the biggest thing. So I know you and Caesar be Big Caesar. I know both of y'all be
so
moving.
So now it's Big Caesar. Now we need some money. It's Big Caesar. Huh?
I know y'all be moving all over, so I'll be trying to get... I wrote you on Instagram. I wrote Caesar. I wrote your wife. No disrespect or nothing like that, but I wrote everybody trying to get in contact with you.
All right, man. Hold on, all right? All right. What's the moral of the story, guys?
I mean, the moral of the story is do what works for you. I'm going to be honest with you. I can't be mad at scheduled sex. I mean, that's a great appointment mm-hmm. to have, right? To have some poom-poom on the schedule. I'm not mad at it. But, you know, I just don't want to take away from the spontaneity
okay.
of sex.
I feel like my schedule is so jam-packed with things that I'm like, I got to do this, I got to do that. That'd be a nice thing to see on my schedule.
Big Thursdays.
What? Can we play that clip when he said yesterday about, here it goes.
Zacking off on Zoom with Zaddy. Big Zaddy. Big Zaddy.
Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Rudy Giuliani. He's got some embarrassing moments that everyone's about to see.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
That's what it's like loving you.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast
Happy
Club.
Thursday.
Good morning. Thursday.
I hope y'all feeling blessed, black, and highly favored out there. What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
All our white listeners, salute to you, too. All our listeners with herpes and chlamydia, salute to y'all, too. Everybody's appreciated here, okay? Big appreciation.
All right. Yeah, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about in the love book?
Yes, let's talk about verses, and it looks like this might be one of the next battles about to happen.
Big verses. This is the best one. This would be the best one if it happens, at least for me, because these are two of my personal favorite rappers of all time. I have seven personal favorite rappers of all time, and these are two of them.
Okay. All right, we'll talk about it next, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on.
Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I want to shout out to everybody that got their ticket for my car show. I couldn't do a car show in person. We had car shows scheduled in Houston. We had one scheduled in Atlanta, Detroit, and, of course, New York, New Jersey. But because of COVID, we can't have them. And I don't want to do a car show outdoors and just bring a lot of people to a certain place and somebody possibly gets sick. So we're doing a virtual interactive car show. So it's online and it's pretty dope. You don't need the glasses to see it. You could actually see it from your phone, your iPads, your laptops. You can go into the car show. You can go inside the cars. You can open up doors. You can click videos with the celebrities that will be talking about their cars, or I'll be talking about the cars, or owners will be talking about their cars. And I need some of you guys, because I need some just regular people's cars in the car show. So just some dope cars, people that just put their effort, their time, their money, their blood, sweat, and tears into their car. I would love to put you guys in the car show as well. So for more information, you can click the link in my bio. Shout out to Lincoln Tech, shout out to Top Gear, and all the sponsors, the Floor Expert, and Credit Dude. I appreciate you guys. All right. Now, we want to pay your bills. Win $1,000 towards your expenses. Thanks to our partner, The General. You get a lot for a little at The General Insurance. For coverage you deserve at prices you can afford, visit TheGeneral.com today. You can go to BreakfastClubOnline.com to enter and get rules. Now, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk verses.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, so let's get ready for another versus battle. This could potentially really happen. Now, this all started with Busta Rhymes saying that he wanted to do a versus battle.
T.I.'s a legend, king of the South. Would you battle a celebration of hip-hop, of music, T.I. on versus?
From one brother that loves you to my brother that knows I love him, I'm begging you to step in the ring with me. I'm gonna bust your ass.
No. I love Busta, phenomenal artist, one of the greatest performers of all time. That's a terrible matchup between him and T.I. And personally, I think T.I. wins that.
But his music is music, though, right? You know, no. I don't think it necessarily matches up, but it's still music. You got 20 joints.
All right, but T.I. did decline.
No.
T.I. already declined that offer. Listen to T.I.
I salute and respect Busta a whole lot. I just think the generation, the gap, it might be a little bit, just a little too much. Just
I agree.
A little too much. Just a little too much on it.
Twista and Busta, that gonna be cold.
I agree. The generational gap is too wide. Like, I mean, you can't. It's not. You shouldn't even compare it. Like, what are you going to do? You going to play Scenario versus Top Back? Yeah, I love Scenario, but Top Back's a totally different type of record. Two totally different type of feels. Like, no, that's not. That's a terrible matchup.
All right, now this is what T.I. thinks.
Let's get to the real smoke.
Gosh.
Here's what T.I. thinks would be a good matchup.
Everybody keeps saying me and Young, me and Young, me and Young. Incredible amount of respect for Young and their catalog. That's a, you know, a personal partner of mine. But if Young wanted this smoke, he'll say it. So until Young say something, it talk.
Now, what did Young say?
Said
pull up.
I tell you what, though. Since it mean that much to you, put a date on it.
Yes.
I ain't gonna meet you there. I'm gonna beat you there. Straight up. Big snow.
Big snow. Big versus. Let me tell you something. This is a tough one. You know what I'm saying? Because these are two of my favorite rappers of all time. I have seven favorite rappers, and Clifford and Jay are two of them. And if you grew up down south like I did in the early 2000s, then you understand that energy. You're talking about two brothers with amazing catalogs, amazing mixtapes. These brothers have anthems, big club records, big radio records, big features. Like, I really don't know where I would lean.
Who
in
you got?
This one.
You got to pick one. Pick one.
I mean, listen, if we're having a discussion about who's the better artist,
pick one.
Listen to me. I would probably go with T.I. When you go with who's got a better catalog, I don't know, because T.I. has five phenomenal
pick
albums.
Pick one!
Three classics. Jeezy has three classics to me, including the classic mixtape and Trap or Die. I don't think Tip has had an album that impacted culture like Thug Motivation 101. But they just have records that are perfect for verses, man. You're talking about big, phenomenal records. You're talking about ASAP, Motivation, Air Forces, Trap or Die, Top Back, What You Know, Put On, Super Freak. I don't know.
Pick one.
I don't know.
It feels like he picked T.I.
No, it don't. No, you ain't gonna tell me what I feel.
I said pick one.
I don't know. I really don't.
You gotta pick one. No, you always ask me pick one. You gotta pick one.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready to make that decision yet. I'm not ready to make that decision yet. I have to really think about
what is going on in that studio.
I have to really give this some thought.
chicken butt, chicken butt.
All right.
I have to really give this one some thought.
Well, you gave it some thought. You've been thinking about it for the last day.
No, I'm not, because yes, I'm telling you, this is all about positioning. Like, they could, like, Jeezy could come with a 20 that's out of this world. Tip could come with a 20 that's out of this world. It just depends on the record selection. I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you.
It depends on the matchups.
Yes.
Pick one, man. You sound like you're moonwalking. Pick one.
No.
All right, we got to move on, guys.
I shall think about this.
Is that okay?
You don't pick what shade of beard color you want to wear. You just put one side, one black on one side, another black on another side, right?
It's not about my beard. It's about you picking one. Pick what?
Angela Yee, do you have anything else you would like to talk about in Rumor Report?
Yes, I would love to talk about this new Borat movie.
Chicken butt.
And Rudy Giuliani. Now, he was trending because apparently he has an encounter where he is with the actor playing Borat's daughter in a hotel room. And they said in the film, he is seen apparently reaching into his trousers and touching his genitals while reclining on a bed. Yes. So it was like a fake conservative news interview that they were planning. You know how Borat is. He sets you up. You think it's some real situation with all these politicians, and then they make you embarrass. Well, they don't make you, but you end up embarrassing yourself if you fall for it. Mm-hmm. Now, when this originally happened on July 7th, Giuliani had called the police to report the intrusion of an unusually dressed man. He said this guy comes running in wearing a crazy pink transgender outfit, is what he told the New York Post.
What's a transgender outfit?
I don't know. He said it was a pink bikini with lace underneath a translucent mesh top. It looked absurd. So he had called the police at that time back in July 7th. So now we get to see what that footage is.
What is
so
absurd?
Apparently he's laying.
Is that like absurd? Oh, absurd.
Oh, I thought you were saying absurd. I was like, Rudy is really losing it.
Okay, so after this is what happens in the scene, and I know y'all want to see this, but it's supposed to be an interview that they did, and then they retreat to her room at her suggestion for a drink, and there's concealed cameras all in the room, and after she takes off his microphone, then he's lying back on the bed, fiddling with his shirt and reaching into his trousers, and that's when Borat runs in and says, she's 15, she's too old for you.
What?
And I guess that's how he was dressed, yes.
So Rudy Giuliani was, wait a minute, I'm confused. Who was in the bed playing with the, you know, man, I'll see it when it comes out.
They said he was in the bed reaching into his trousers. Now, he says that he was just fixing his shirt. That's his response. All right, Quibi.
That's absurd.
That's absurd. That is absurd.
Absurd. All right, Quibi is shutting down after just 6 months. They just launched 6 months ago. Quibi is short for Quick Bites, and that was short videos. That's what their future was staked on. They raised almost $2 billion, and now they are shutting down only 6 months later.
Quibi was giving everybody money at one time, right? Yeah.
Everybody had a deal on Quibi. So, yeah, I guess it just didn't work out. They couldn't find anybody to acquire them. They said subscribers will receive notifications regarding the final date of access to the platform. They said, while we have enough capital to continue operating for a significant period of time, we made the difficult decision to wind down the business, return cash to our shareholders, and say goodbye to our talented colleagues with grace.
That's a great example of how, you know, you can have all the money, all the capital in the world, but if it just doesn't work, it doesn't work.
And they had everybody. I think, what, Kevin Hart had a show on there?
I don't know Kev did. I know 50 Cent did.
We had Will Packer. Will Packer had
Will Packer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people had shows on there, I thought.
Mm. Angela Rye had a show coming on there.
Chrissy Teigen. Mm-hmm. It was everything. There were so many shows. Chance the Rapper, yeah. Listen,
you can have all the talent in the world, all the money in the world. Sometimes it just don't connect.
You don't catch. Yep.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right.
And by the way, I just want y'all to know, for the past whatever minutes we've been talking, you hear that instrumental playing in the background? It's a classic T.I. record right there, boy. That's ASAP.
Pick one!
I'm not ready to do that.
I think he did.
Pick T.I.
I did not pick T.I.
He did. You picked T.I.
Yes, he did. Doesn't it sound like that?
Definitely.
No, it did not sound like that.
All right.
Mm. You Trump supporters. Sound like y'all Trump supporters.
Why? Because we said pick
one. That's who you picked.
No, just random. Y'all just going to be randomly saying stuff. Y'all sound like y'all Trump supporters.
You said his name a lot.
Who are you giving your donkey to?
You know, John Mattingly needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
Okay.
All right, we'll do that when we come back. And then after that is Ask Ye. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy here. From my experience at an historically black college and university, I know that homecoming is a big deal. With it canceled this year, we decided to bring the celebration to you with HBCU Homecoming Party on the Yard. Presented by McDonald's, hosted by me. McDonald's Black and Positively Golden Movement is about empowering the next generation of black leaders through initiatives like our HBCU programs that are positively shaping communities. Watch our HBCU Homecoming Party on the Yard, presented by McDonald's on Thursday, November 12th.
Get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlemagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was gonna be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Well, donkey of the day for Thursday, October 22nd, goes to Louisville Metro Police Officer Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly. Who is Jonathan Mattingly? Jonathan Mattingly was the first police officer to rush into Breonna Taylor's apartment on March 13th. He got shot in the thigh when Kenneth Walker, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend and legal gun owner, fired a shot at him because he thought it was a home invasion. Now, yesterday, I heard someone say that the shooting death of Breonna Taylor wasn't race-driven. And I said, okay, I can agree with that. I think everything after she was shot was race-driven, though. But the initial shooting, based off the evidence of I've seen and things that have been presented to me, it just seems like a tragic mistake, a mistake someone should be held responsible for, but I don't think it was race-driven. But everything after that, from the cover-up to not getting Breonna Taylor medical attention to not presenting all the evidence to the grand jury to charging officers with just wanton endangerment, all of that was race-related because this country has shown us over and over and over again that black lives, they just don't matter in America. Well, I saw a headline yesterday in the Courier Journal that said Louisville officer at center of Breonna Taylor case needs to just stop talking. And let me tell you something, I agree. In fact, Jonathan Mattingly needs to shut the F up forever because, as the Courier Journal article states, every time he opens his mouth, he reminds us what is wrong with policing in Louisville. I will take it a step further and say not just policing in Louisville, this is what's wrong with policing everywhere. Okay? Not just policing, though. Just people. Okay, the way we see each other in America might be irreparably damaged. I'm serious. Some white people can't help but to see us as a threat, and I will never understand how a group of people can kidnap, rape, torture, murder, and oppress another group of people for hundreds of years, but convince themselves and the world that the person being marginalized is a threat. Okay? Big cap! And this is exactly what Jonathan Mattingly was doing yesterday on ABC News, just a capping-ass cop who you can't even really call tone deaf, because whether we want to accept it or not, this is a lot of police officers, especially white police officers, tone. Let's go to ABC News for the report, please. In fact, start with the criminal profiling, racial profiling part.
You know, you talk about racial profiling. Good police, anyway, don't racial profile. You criminal profile. Let's address the fact that just because you're black, you're a threat. It's not the case. I'm not scared of you.
Well, that's how black men feel. That's how black women feel.
But does that make it real?
If it's because how you feel, then it's real.
No, not necessarily.
So what is the difference between criminal profiling and racial profiling?
Criminal profiling is when you get to know an area, you can tell by people's demeanors. If you pull up beside somebody and they don't make eye contact, they swerve off. There's just different elements of people's psychological game.
So basically, it's a feeling.
I mean, it's a feeling that goes along with what you've experienced, with what is in the area, what should or shouldn't be.
Let's unpack this. As my therapist says, let's unpack this. Criminal profiling and racial profiling. I think it's the same thing, because I don't care how much, you know, crime happens in predominantly white areas, they will never criminally profile white people. Knock it off. This guy said criminal profiling is looking for people who don't make eye contact with police or go the other direction when they say a police officer. That is me. Okay, John, you have no idea what it means to be black, do you? Do you realize I avoid police officers? In my last book, Shook When Anxiety Playing Tricks on Me, I wrote a chapter called Blackanoid. That's being black and paranoid in America. I'm sorry. I'm traumatized by videos like George Floyd. I'm traumatized by Sandra Bland. If I'm driving and an officer gets behind me, I pull over on the side of the road because I'm traumatized by videos like Philando Castile. I don't want any problems. That don't make me a criminal. That means, in my mind, I'm just trying to survive, okay? Avoiding eye contact with you is not a crime, all right? Going in the other direction when I see you is not a crime, Okay, now listen to what John Mattingly said about George Floyd.
You look at a George Floyd, what happened to him is tragic. It was horrible. Everybody looked at that and said, wrong, bad, disgusting. And what happens? They end up getting locked up, which in my opinion, that was the right call, whether he died of an overdose or whatever. But what happened after that? In my opinion, George Floyd was not a model citizen.
It's very hard for me to sit here and hear George Floyd died of an open overdose. He died because someone was kneeling on his neck for minutes.
And I agree with that.
In regards of him being a model citizen or not, he didn't deserve that. No one deserved that.
Nobody said he did.
So why did you bring it up? If him not being a model citizen has nothing to do with him being killed, why did John Mattingly bring it up? That's why folks scream Black Lives Matter right there, because you think because, you know, by your definition, George Floyd wasn't a model citizen, whatever that means, okay, you are attempting to justify his death. Well, let me tell you something, John Mattingly. Based off just these two comments you made to ABC News, I think you might be a trash-ass human who lacks empathy for Black people. If you get killed in the line of duty, minding your business, and someone smokes you, what do you think the reaction would be if someone said, well, John Mattingly, that's the dude who said George Floyd wasn't a model citizen, and blame Kenneth Walker for Breonna's death? What if I say, yeah, he's trash, as if that's justification, you know, for what would be your tragic murder? Oh, and did you hear me say he blamed Kenneth Walker for Breonna's death? Oh, yeah, he did that on ABC News, too. Let's listen.
How would you have done it differently if you could have?
We would have either served the no-knock warrant, or we would have done the normal thing we do, which is 5 to 10 seconds. To not give people time to formulate a plan, because if that had happened, Breonna Taylor would be alive. The scenario, the way it was set up, the scene, he put her in an impossible situation.
Oh, Do you feel Kenneth Walker is responsible for her death?
I think there's a few people responsible. I think he is.
But Kenneth Walker says he is a protector.
Your actions are sometimes still to blame, whether you did it intentionally or not.
Big cat, lies, big fabrications.
I
don't care what anyone said. Kenneth Walker did exactly what he was supposed to do in that situation. I don't care if Dr. Strange presented us with 14,605 futures, and every single one, Kenneth Walker made the right decision. And he did what anyone who believes in their 2A rights would do in that situation. Someone kicks in your door while you sleep. You don't know who it is. You meet them with fire. Same way cops kick that door in with guns drawn, us civilians would come out with guns drawn and guns blazing if it was our house, too. I can't even allow myself to get mad at John Mattingly. Getting mad at him means nothing, but I am pissed off at the system, but I don't know how to change the system, because we can't change white men with the mindset of John Mattingly. Because once again, the oppressors have convinced us that we are the problem. Okay, this guy, John Mattingly, is on ABC News saying he's a victim. Listen to this guy.
This is not relatable to a George Floyd. It's not an Ahmaud Arbery. It's nothing like it. It's not a race thing. This is a point where we were doing our job. We gave too much time. When we go in, I get shot, we return fire. And I know I'm not going to sit here and act like playing the big victim card. But I was a victim in this as well. My family has been a victim in this. They have had to go in hiding. They have had death threats.
John Mattingly said, big victim. Okay? In the words of Malcolm X, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. John Mattingly, once again, I need you to shut the F up forever. If your family is getting so many threats, if your family is in so much danger, then why are you talking? And talking like that, okay? Why are you on ABC News putting salt in people's wounds, twisting the knife that you already put in people's backs? How can anyone ever find healing when you won't even acknowledge the community's hurt? How can we ever heal when you blaming us for our murders? Please let Remy Ma give John Mattingly the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
My goodness. All right.
Dumb.
Thank you for that donkey today.
So irritating.
Up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, hit Ye right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What you want to know?
Baby mama issues? Need some words of wisdom? Call up now for Ask Ye. 800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, let's get to some Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you got questions for Ye, you could call her right now. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, bro? What's your question for Ye?
Hey, good morning. Hope everybody good. Angela, I got a question. So I'm DJ from North Carolina. I'm sorry, I didn't say that.
Okay.
So, so I got a girl. We've been dating probably about going on 2.5 years now. And No, she always want me to do, like, different things, you know. Like, she want me to, like, you know, don't go out so much, hang out with her. So I hang out with her. She want me to do, like, little things, little cute stuff, like, you know, to make memories, I guess. That's her favorite thing. But I do it, you know. So, like, I do, like, little stuff. Like, we go to the movies. We go to, like, drive-in movies. We do, like, picnics in the park. We do, like, sessions at the house and stuff like that. But it's never enough. You know, she always be like, okay, that was cute. What should we do now? That was cute. I need something else. You know, something. So I was like getting overwhelming because this is like my first real relationship, you know, because I'm only 23. So this is my first like real relationship, being actually taking this serious and not like out here, you know, doing what I could be doing at 23. So like, what should I do in this situation? Because like, I'm at the point I am now, it's like she's not understanding or seeing what I'm doing. And it's getting like aggravating. And I'm like, oh, okay, what should I do at this point?
Okay, how about you come up with something and then the next time she has to come up with something and y'all make it a game like that? So it's not always you having to figure out what it is that you're going to do.
Okay. That might work.
I think that's what it is. Y'all should take turns and then you should, but do it in a positive way. I think if you end up clashing on that and being like, why do I always have to, you know, I don't want to have to be the one that always is never enough. Don't do it that way. Be like, okay, look, how about we do something like this? I think this would be really dope and fun. Let's see how creative we can get. You come up with an idea of what we're about to do, and then the next time I come up, and then you come up with an idea. So let's see, you know, let's just get as creative as possible because I want to sometimes do the things that you want, that you come up with.
Right. Okay. I would definitely implement that.
Yeah, it's all in your approach, trust me. Like, sometimes we get combative and we don't really speak up about how we really feel about something, and then the approach could really be like, this is dope that we're doing all these fun things that I've never done before, and I'm enjoying it, because I assume you enjoy doing these things, right? You have a good time.
I do enjoy it.
Right, but sometimes you want her to take charge, and you don't want to have to always be the one that's like, now what, now what, now what?
Right, because you get burned out after a while, and then you start doing stuff repetitive.
Yeah, so now it's like, okay, your turn.
I definitely appreciate that. I'm going to definitely try that, and hopefully it goes all well.
All right. Keep it cute, DJ.
All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit her right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I'ma
keep it real with you. Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Jamal from Philly.
Jamal, what's up? What's your question for Yee?
Hey, I got a chick, you feel me? She a little crazy. You know, I tried to leave her the other day, you know, when she came back from her mama's house. I was outside, you know, already finna hop in the Uber, you know. Like, I was already getting ready to go. Next thing you know, she pull up, you know, and she just start acting crazy, you know. She took all my stuff and put it in the crib and everything. Now she won't let me leave, and I'm trying to go. So I'm asking Yee, you know, do I figure out another escape plan, or do I just sit where I'm at? Like, I don't know.
So, wait, I'm confused. Do y'all live together?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. And you know you don't want to be with her anymore?
Yeah. And she
so
lives,
I think...
Know, she's just very persistent on it, like, no, I ain't going nowhere. And I'm like, no, I got to get out. You tripping. Like,
well, it sounds like you need to move.
Look, I'm on it now. You feel me? That's why I'm asking you, dude. You know, you gave me...
This is what I think.
So I'm just out.
Yeah. You know what you want to do. I don't know why, you know, it's not even a discussion. Pack your stuff up. If you got to go stay with somebody until you find a place, just get out of there ASAP.
I see. Thank you, Angela Yee, and I appreciate y'all at the Breakfast Club. I love you, Uncle.
And
Charlie.
I just want to give you.
All right, brother.
Here's some advice. Don't lead this girl on and don't continue to keep communicating with her. Don't continue to keep seeing her. If this is what you know you want to do, you're only doing both of yourself. You're only doing her and yourself more harm than good. If you know you don't want to be with this person, have a clean break.
He calling her today because she got that WAP.
No, she really dope.
Oh, okay. My God.
Oh, she don't?
Now, all of a sudden, she don't because you want to break up.
No, it ain't even about that, Angela Yee, like, she really crazy. Like, look, I could go to work and, you feel me, I'd be cheating. And I'm like, how I'm working, I'm cheating. Like, that don't make no sense to me. You know, I can't even hang out with my friends. I don't go out with my friends, no nothing. Like, I'm always at home. Even during quarantine time, I've been in the house and at work. I ain't been nowhere else. So she just thinks this for no reason. No, I ain't gonna lie. I was entertaining some broads. You feel me? I was.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, like,
I was gonna get right back.
I didn't have a room to. I didn't have a room to be physical. I didn't have the room to go out and be physical.
That's amazing. You know? Especially being that your shorty ain't got that WAP.
Listen, I just want to say, she has a reason to be insecure. Mm-hmm.
Right. But honestly, I just been getting some. Like, I ain't got none the whole quarantine. God. Even before quarantine, I ain't been getting none. And we got together in January. I'm just now getting some. And look, I'm like, nah, see, this. If you're going to make me wait this long and we've been in a relationship and living under the same roof, you know, I pay most of the bills now and everything. And I'm like, nah, I'm done. I can't. Because I do too much.
All right, brother.
You just don't want to be with her. Right. If you don't want to be with somebody, don't be with them. That's it, period.
You don't even need
to make excuses.
He just told you.
All right. Ask Yee.
That's what this really boils down to. She don't got that WAP.
800-585-1051 if you need relationship advice. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and we are going to talk about Anthony Anderson. Now he documented something that he feels like a lot of you men need to do, in particular you black men. We'll tell you what that is.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right, well, Anthony Anderson documented himself getting his first colonoscopy procedure. He said, guess what I'm doing tonight? Prepping for my first colonoscopy tomorrow. I suggest all men, especially men of color, get this done. I say at age 45, but check with your doctor. Health is wealth.
Envy just threw the peace sign at me. What did that mean? You know when people put the peace sign together, not the two fingers apart, the two together. What's that mean?
What are you talking about? Go ahead, Yee. Continue on.
Well, he let fans in on a behind-the-scenes journey from him going to get his adult diapers.
Wow.
To checking in on the day of his procedure, so you can watch all of that on his social media.
Man. You grow up.
And he did have a clean bill of health, by the way, you guys.
Good. Drop on a cool bomb for Anthony Anderson.
Have you gotten your
test? I have not had a colonoscopy. What's it called? I have not had a Colin Kaepernick yet, but I am going to get one. I don't know when,
it
though.
It looks scary because, look, at the
42.
End of it, and he's out, and he's, like, clean bill of health. He's, like, in a wheelchair.
Yes, I can imagine.
I didn't know you had to. That's a little scary. I'm not
going
to lie,
guys. I got a colonoscopy. They don't put you in a wheelchair.
First of all, Drum, how old are you?
Drum,
you're in your 20s, aren't you?
Let's talk about it, Drum.
I had some stomach stuff, and my doctor, as a precaution, wanted me to go get a colonoscopy.
How old are you, Drum?
I'm 32.
And you had to get a colonoscopy?
This is, like, 5 years ago, too. What?
Really?
Yeah.
At 27?
Yeah.
So walk us through it, Drum.
All I know is, like, you lay in...
Put your stomach ahead.
Wants you to reenact.
No, shut up, man. They lay you down, they give you some stuff, and you just, next thing you know, you wake up and it's over.
Wow.
Okay, so... Somebody has to drive you home, though, for sure. I mean, it just concerned me that...
That sounded wild.
I don't know how bad it was, but he is in a wheelchair.
Anything else you want to tell us, Drum? Is this a Men Too moment? Jesus Christ.
Maybe that wasn't a real doctor. I'm thinking about
it. My God.
Goodness gracious. Did I let you lay down?
But anyway, have you guys scheduled yours yet?
I don't know when to get one. I guess, I mean, I'm 42, so he said 45. I mean, Drum got one at 27.
But check with your doctor.
Yeah,
you
maybe. You never know.
And you have to wear diapers after Dramos?
Nah. Oh, but you do have to drink this liquid, and I definitely... I definitely had an accident the night before. They make you drink this liquid that clears you out. And you might as well just spend the whole night in the toilet, bro, because you're not able to do anything. It's bad. That's the worst part, honestly.
So what was you feeling in your stomach that made you...
I have IBS, I guess, or something like that. So, like, irritable bowel syndrome. So I have a sensitive stomach. It's not funny. It's a condition. Right?
IBS. Ivan, Bob, Steve.
Man, shut up, man. You see, that's why we can't have real conversations over here. I make a joke every
day. He's trying to tell y'all some real stuff.
I'm trying to help you guys out over here.
Yeah, all right, now Miley Cyrus has detailed her UFO encounter. She said she was shaken for days. She made eye contact with an alien. She told Interview Magazine, I'm pretty sure about what I saw. She said she did buy some weed wax from a guy in a van, though, in front of a taco shop before she saw the UFO, so it could have been that.
She was high as hell.
No, she wasn't. I've seen UFOs before. I've seen a flying saucer before. I saw a flying saucer in Monk's Corner, South Carolina when I was 8.
She just had weed wax.
I woke up one night. You ever seen the movie Signs?
You ever had weed wax?
No.
All right. But you try weed wax one time, you gonna see all types of
hash.
Things.
You ever seen the movie Signs? That alien from Signs was standing over me one night. I woke up and I felt like the hag was riding me and I couldn't move. And when I woke up, it was just standing there. And then as the sun came up, it faded away. True story.
All right.
Big truth.
Fast and Furious, the franchise will end with the 11th film, just to FYI. So
how does Tyrese feel about this?
I don't know. But Justin Lin, he directed the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 9th ones. He will direct the final two installments, 10 and 11. Mm-hmm. So there are still other spinoffs based on Fast and Furious that are currently in develop. And Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw will continue.
This ain't going to be the last one. This ain't. There's no way.
Say two more.
Two more is not.
Yeah,
they
10
make
and 11.
Too much money. They, kids love it.
Spinoffs.
Adults love it.
It's not real. I won't believe it's over until Tyrese posts the video crying when End of the Road by Boys and Men playing. That's when you know it's real.
Now, speaking of movies, Golden Brooks was talking about what a possible girlfriend's movie would look like. Now, according to Golden Brooks, she said that her character, Maya, would be a part of the Black Lives Matter movement. She would be doing protests and speeches and getting people to stand up for the community. And she would definitely have more self-help books. She'd be into the next Ayanna Van Zant with self-help books titled Oh Hell Yes, Volumes 1, 2, and 3.
That's right.
And there would also be Oh Hell No, Volumes 1, 2, and 3.
I have faith that the Girlfriends movie is going to happen one day. All of us Girlfriends fans need closure. I think the fact that the show is on Netflix now, you know, people have been texting me like, why you didn't tell me the show ended like this? I've been telling y'all that for years, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right, now Shonda Rhimes is leaving ABC, and she made more than $2 billion, but she's talking about why. She explained that battles over budgets and content with the network, which is owned by Disney, were endless. She said, I felt like I was dying, she told The Hollywood Reporter. Like, I've been pushing the same ball up the same hill in the exact same way for a really long time. But the straw that finally broke the camel's back came with something that was might seem as small, but an all-inclusive pass to Disneyland. Included in her contract was a non-transferable pass to the theme park. And because she was single, she negotiated a second pass for her daughter's nanny. But one day she needed an extra pass so that her sister could take her teenage daughter, Emerson, while the nanny chaperoned the younger daughters, Harper and Beckett. She said she was told more than once that they never do this. And she even called an executive at the company to try to sort things out. And they said, don't you have enough already? And she already was in talks with Netflix about a possible deal. She called her lawyer and said, figure out a way to get me over to Netflix or I'll find representatives. So
you're telling me that they lost Shonda Rhimes because they didn't want to give her a $151 Disney Plus ticket? Disney, whatever the hell.
It
Disney
was $199.
$199. All that money Shonda Rhimes had made ABC? See, when I haven't read the story yet, so I don't know if she has or not, but this is when you call out people's names. Mm-hmm. She should say that executive's name. She should say to people that did not give her this $199 ticket because those people are stupid. And those people should not be in those positions. Because that's just clueless as hell. You want to lose one of your top talents because you didn't want to give her a $199 Disney ticket? Come on, man. You could have get that out your pocket.
And I guess for her, it was just representative of the way
disrespect.
The company was treating her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sean, the next time call me out, I got you to hook up. That had an escort for you and everything.
You got to call executives' names out. We need to know who these stupid executives are.
Unless they didn't want it back, but that's stupid. $199, even if the executive had to pull it out of his pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why wouldn't you want Shonda Rhimes back?
That is stupid.
$2 billion worth of content? Come on. All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. All right, Revolt, shout out to you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, from my experience at an historically black college and university, I know that homecoming is a huge deal. With it canceled this year, we decided to bring the celebration to you with HBCU Homecoming Party on the Yard, presented by McDonald's, hosted by me. Now, McDonald's Black and Positively Golden Movement is about empowering the next generation of black leaders through its initiatives like our HBCU programs that are positively shaping communities. Watch our HBCU Homecoming Party on the Yard, presented by McDonald's on Thursday, November 12th. You know, I went to Hampton University. I enjoyed my experience, and I can't wait to go back next year. Get more info on how we're celebrating HBCU homecoming at breakfastclubonline.com/HBCU. All right, when we come back, we got the positive note. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, listen, I want to salute Ebony K. Williams. You know, we launched her podcast yesterday on The Black Effect. iHeartRadio podcast network. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not just saying this because, you know, Ebony's my partner. Holding Court podcast is so necessary. In the first episode, she breaks down the Breonna Taylor case, and it's incredible. Like, anything that you could possibly think of from a legal perspective that you were wondering about or why things went a certain way, Ebony just has a way of breaking it down in such a digestible way, and it's so understandable. And she explains why all of these laws need to be changed or we'll never get justice. But, you know, her and my man Dustin, great first episode. So check out the Holding Court podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, available wherever you buy. Not by, wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's a good team up, too. I like Ebony and I like Dustin.
They sound really good. I didn't know how that was going to go. I mean, I listened to Dustin on the Friend Zone, and, of course, I've heard, you know, Dustin make guest appearances on The Read and stuff. I didn't know what that pairing was going to sound like, but they sound great together. That's a God, divine, put-together team, I think.
All right, well, leave us on a positive note.
Listen, the positive note is simply this, man. Can't nobody unseat you from a place God has prepared for you.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.